dealing with DMARC failures, here's how you can fix the errors. The article emphasizes the importance of DMARC domain-based message authentication, reporting, and conformance as a critical email authentication protocol that protects against domain spoofing and ensures email deliverability. Despite proper implementation efforts, DMARC failures are common due to misconfigurations or overlooked technical details. One primary reason for DMARC failure is domain alignment. DMARC checks if the domain in the from address matches either the return path domain, SPF, or the DKIM signature domain. If neither aligns, even legitimate emails fail authentication, especially common when third-party services are used for sending emails. Another issue is misconfigured or missing DKIM signatures. If DKIM isn't properly set up in DNS, the email service may use a default signature, causing domain mismatches and DMARC failure. Failure to list all sending sources, including subdomains or third-party tools, in SPF records can result in unauthorized email rejections. Additionally, email forwarding introduces risks. Intermediary servers may alter emails slightly, example, adding footers, which can break DKIM validation and cause SPF failures if the servers aren't listed in DNS. Consequently, DMARC fails even for valid messages. To address these issues, organizations should start with a relaxed DMARC policy, P equals none, to monitor domain usage without blocking emails. Over time, they can shift to stricter policies like P equals quarantine or P equals reject. It's vital to ensure SPF and DKIM records are correctly configured and aligned with the sending domain. Monitoring DMARC reports, RUF allows for ongoing oversight and refinement, helping maintain security and deliverability. Properly configured and continuously monitored DMARC setup is essential for protecting your domain and ensuring legitimate emails reach recipients' inboxes.